going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Gentlemen, we all know this is illegal and against club practice. I'd like to ask at this time if you gentlemen all agree to waive all sanction against said referee or anything that might get me fired.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
It's PGA Championship Week on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Keep it fair, will you?
On 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. Sports Bros here. I'm Rob.
Sada.
Big Six right over there.
Right here.
And there is Ryan Buckley.
Setting new PRs every day as a Clydesdale.
Yep.
Well, not every day, but just today.
He's got his first round leader bets for the PGA Championship set.
That's really the most
important thing. They're brewing. They're not set. They're brewing. We have our four auto plays, but need to pick some others.
Can't wait for that. They're playing at
Quail Hollow
in Charlotte.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
For this one.
Until this week, I thought Quail Hollow was in Ohio.
Hmm. You did?
Yep. Sounds more like an Ohio place than a Carolina place. I don't know.
Are you thinking of Firestone?
Maybe. Where's Whistling Straits?
That's Wisconsin, right?
Wisconsin. I don't know. I thought it was Northern Midwest, so I was wrong.
Idiot.
There's a lot of those that you hear that and you're like...
Some of them are so generic sounding.
Yeah. Where's Pine Valley?
That's Jersey, right?
Yeah, because you've been there.
Yeah, I was going to say that was Jersey or New York. And by being there, I was allowed to stand and then don't look at anything. Because they say that's like more exclusive than Augusta,
right?
National.
Where's Oakmont?
Oakmont. Pennsylvania, maybe.
I think that's right.
Look at Sue.
I think
go.
That's right.
I like that you think.
Yeah. Can you double check me on that? I think it's in Pennsylvania. I think it's outside of Philly, maybe?
Yeah, it's Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Is it outside of Philly?
Shinnecock. Am I wrong, or is that, again, that Wisconsin?
Michigan?
No, it's in New York.
Oh.
It is?
Yeah.
And by the way, Oakmont is not outside of Philadelphia. It's couldn't be further. It's outside of Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh. Okay.
Yeah.
Where is Pinehurst? Do you guys know where Pinehurst is?
Pinehurst is North Carolina.
I was going to say, that is Carolina.
That's correct. Yes.
The only one we've ever had is Chambers Bay, right?
Major?
Never had one in Oregon, and we just
a major.
Had, yeah, major.
Yeah. I think back in the day.
Well, maybe back, but I don't think we've ever had one in Oregon. And
a golf major?
A golf major, and I think the only one we've had in Washington is that. And I don't know if it's ever coming back.
No, yeah. You guys had, Washington had the PGA at...
Did we?
Yeah, up that course up near Seattle. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that one.
I do.
That course up near Seattle.
I think Vijay Singh won it. I think.
Couldn't tell you.
Well, now you got me Googling.
That old course up near
Something,
Seattle.
Something... Portland Golf Club.
Sahali?
Yeah, Sahali. Portland Golf Club hosted the 1946 PGA Championship.
Okay.
Pumpkin Ridge U.S. Women's Open.
That doesn't count.
Why not? Women, are you sexist? Is that why? Why would that not count?
We were talking about major men's championships.
You didn't say men's. Mm. That is a major championship.
That's a major championship?
Pig. Mm. Well, yeah, it's the Women's Open.
Is it that we don't have enough infrastructure or don't have the right kind of courses or both?
I don't know. Well, they always say that Bandon can't have the
that was what I wondered about. But
you have to be within a certain distance of a major airport, and you have to have hotels because Bandon would be amazing, but they just
Don't have the infrastructure.
Yeah,
for
it's out in the middle of nowhere. You can't get there.
The Bandon Dunes Golf Resort will be hosting the 2026 PGA Professional Championship.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
Like the
PGA pros.
For the pros. Oh, like, okay. Like not club
the,
pros.
Not yeah, the pro PGA yeah, the Tour guys, pros. The club pro guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those bros out there. All right. Well, I'm glad we covered that.
I'm glad too.
Did Vijay Singh win the...
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Win it, Sahali?
I don't know. I didn't even know it was there.
Let's see.
This segment has been dynamite. We are on. It's not as if there's anything else going on in the world of sports right now, and we're covering the 1998 PGA.
It's insane.
It's obscene.
It is obscene. Why are you going there?
Well, the Blazers are selling.
Yes.
We found that out today.
It really kind of came out of nowhere. Like, the Shams thing happened, and then we were like, holy crap. We knew that it wasn't going to happen until expansion happened. And so the fact that it sounds like expansion is going to be tackled this offseason, and it's the worst kept secret. It's going to Seattle. It's going to Vegas. It's going to be between $5 and $6 billion. So I don't think it's any coincidence whatsoever that that is about to get finished. And here comes the Blazers sale. And by the way, they won't sell until that money has been distributed. I believe the Paul Allen Foundation, whatever cut Jody is getting in Burt for selling this, and they will get a bonus for it. They're not just going to do away with their share of anywhere between $10 and $12 billion.
So maybe could have seen it coming because of the new media deal, like you said, expansion, and then the arena deal. You know, they sold the arena back to
So if you don't know, there's Portland. It's back to Portland, and then they have a bridge lease. So they got a little 5-year lease there to deal with the building. So whoever the new owner is can be free then to either negotiate his own lease with the city, some sort of renovations, or I would assume if you got someone that's willing to come in and pony up $4 billion, much like Steve Ballmer, I'm assuming that he will have plans to go and build a new arena. I think we're the 6th or 7th oldest. We're the oldest without any sort of major renovation done to it. So there will be, that has to be part of the vetting process, is what are you doing for an arena long-term here? That thing turns 30 years old next year.
The 1998 PGA Championship was won by Vijay Singh.
The first of his 3 majors.
And he held off Steve Stricker in a vicious cockfight of tall guys.
I'm glad there's someone driving around right now that is like,
Stricker.
That has been on my mind.
A young Stricker, yes. And the 1947 Ryder Cup was at Portland Golf Club.
Oh. You know what? I do remember that, because when we've been out there, they have like they've got a couple of the flags and...
Did we win, old US of A?
That I don't remember. Mm. Not up on my 1947 Ryder Cup.
I don't think we won, guys. Mm.
Damn it.
Yes, we won!
Hey!
USA! USA! Yeah, flags!
Name the team.
We love our flags. We love our flags.
Okay, so yeah, I think this is the biggest thing with the Blazers is that a lot of people are like, oh, Phil Knight. And that would be great.
Yeah.
But... You know, he's now 87, dude.
87, and there's...
I don't know if he's...
Well, they had Brian Berger on the Danny and Dusty, or is it Dusty and Danny? One of those.
It is Danny and Dusty, because Dusty and Danny was taken.
That's right. They had him on, and you know, he used to work over there and is well-connected in the business world. And I thought he had some really interesting insights into that. And... He was saying that he would be surprised. Everything he's hearing is that at 87 years old, that Phil Knight more than likely is not going to be involved in this. And this isn't going to be a local angle. The other thing he pointed out, and I think it's a very, very good thing to know, one, local groups just, in this day and age, there's no more family-run franchises. like I said, $4 billion probably for the sell of the team. It's valued at 3.6. It's going to sell for $4 billion. It's going to go to auction. It's going to go to the highest bidder that's been vetted by the NBA. You're probably going to have to build or renovate your arena. That's going to be the tune of $1 to $2 billion. So you're talking about a $6 billion investment in this.
Yeah, that's what I was saying with Phil Knight. It's like everybody's going, Phil Knight, because he's like the one guy who's filthy rich around here.
Yeah.
Or rich enough to buy the team, and he already made an offer for the team. Yeah. But it doesn't really need to be a local person. It's just there's no shortage of people lining up, rich people lining up to get into sports.
And whenever these teams go for sale, and by the way, it doesn't happen very often. It's not like a team goes for sale and then all of a sudden someone gets a wild hair up their keister and is like, I'm going to buy a team. There are people waiting in the wings.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone has their money together, yeah. All these groups. And so when a team goes for sale like this in the NBA, especially one like Portland that you know eventually was going to have to sell, the NBA is probably already aware of just about, I'm willing to guess, every group that is going to be involved in this is already on the NBA's radar.
Well, and, you know, the Blazers... I mean, I think everybody, well, we knew they were going to sell eventually. Yes. So it's easy for anybody that was interested in that to get their ducks in a row over the last handful of years.
Yeah. So, right?
I mean,
I just think the idea of the local thing, unless it's Phil, and according,
it doesn't matter.
And according to Berger, he thinks that Phil's probably long in the tooth. By the time this sale were to go through, he'd be 89 years old. And that's the other one too. I don't know if I would. Because if Phil is the majority owner, if he's the financial backing, because he was paired with that, was it Smolinski guy down with the Dodgers?
Dodgers guy,
right?
Yeah.
Phil was the big swing and D and the money behind that. Would you really want Phil to be the main guy, knowing that in a year or two, more than likely, that he's going to be gone and then you got to deal with whatever succession plan he has? Does that go to kids? What happened? You know, I think there's some uncertainty there with selling to someone that's about to be 88, probably 89 years old by the time the sale goes through. And so I just think the local angle is overplayed. And I think that comes from the fear of if someone outside of Portland comes in, do they rip the team out? And I really just don't think that that is something that Blazer fans need to be scared about. Is it a zero possibility? No, but you had to go back since 1985, I think three NBA teams have moved. And the last one was an absolute debacle with the Sonics being ripped out of Seattle. Adam Silver knows that's bad for business. He's going to give Seattle another team. I just don't think the vetting process would allow that to happen again. I just don't think that should be a concern.
I agree with that. It's exciting because you get a new owner, but it doesn't mean it's going to be great.
No.
Like that's the danger of this. It's like Jode is no good. Paul was good, but it's like, be careful what you wish for.
Sure.
I mean, not that you want to continue on with Jody and Bert.
No, because they have no skin in the game.
No, they're terrible. It's just a bad franchise. They need to. If I'm a Blazer fan, I'm over the moon that they're selling.
This is the best news this franchise has had in years.
It doesn't mean that it doesn't get worse.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, like, if you got a guy like Ishbia in Phoenix, right? You get a guy with super deep pockets, passionate about basketball, has done right by the fan base, right? Put the games on local TV, bought everyone antennas, dropped concession prices. It's $2 for hot dogs and sodas. He's done everything that's good for his team, but he also butchered it because he made a bunch of aggressive swings that didn't work out, and he may have put the sun behind the eight ball for like
they sacrificed all their capital for like 7 years.
Yeah, it's gonna be a while to dig your way out of this. So, like, if you're Phoenix, you hit a home run with your owner that cared and deep pockets, but the home run quickly turned into like a drag bunt. But I would still rather have that than an owner that has no stake in this team other than eventually you have to sell it for the highest bidder. Or get someone that is only going to have it as a line on a portfolio. You give me someone with deep pockets, which is going to be because it's such a massive investment, and you give me someone that cares, and I'll live with the consequences, even if they make silly decisions because they care too much.
What if I give you Larry Ellison, who may or may not care, but he's insane?
Yeah, I know.
And he's
tried
to
buy the Warriors. They didn't sell to him.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, he's not a very well-liked guy. But what if he buys the team and he's crazy,
yeah,
but yet he's got really deep pockets?
Yeah.
You want to go with that?
You know, like, he owns an entire island in Hawaii.
Yeah, he does.
It'd be interesting.
What archetype do you want? Do you want the guy who's really passionate or gal? Like, Mackenzie Scott was mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff Bezos' ex-wife.
Yeah, and I find that option delightful.
Yeah.
I think that would be great. She seems smart.
Larry Ellison's worth $188 billion, by the way.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
But he's 81.
But he's insane.
He's insane.
Have you followed his?
Yeah, he's
cuckoo. He's crazy.
I'll say this. This is what my profile. Under the age of 70, I don't want.
Okay.
I do not want an 80-year-old. I don't. Give me someone in their 50s or 60s. Maybe younger.
Mackenzie's only 55.
Perfect. You know who I want? Like, honestly, give me Ryan Smith. Give me the guy that's in charge of the Utah Jazz and the Utah hockey team.
He's only 47.
Give me that guy.
And he's kind of bro. He wears his hat on backwards.
Kind of bro. He's not worth, he's not worth $100 billion, but he's got several billions of dollars. He cares. He's inside the community. That is like your dream owner.
Who's our Ryan Smith around here?
I don't think we have one.
Phil Knight's kid?
Phil, and again, but then you go down like when the Lakers sold to the buses and, or when the Lakers got transferred to the bus family, there was all that infighting and they're not very well run and they don't necessarily have the deepest pockets because it's not daddy's money. Most of Phil's money, I think, is given away to charitable stuff.
What about the Dutch Brothers guys? Aren't those guys filthy rich?
I don't think they have that kind of money.
They're kind of broy, aren't they?
I mean, the idea that you have to have $6 billion that you can just crap and not have it affect you, that's a different level of money. That's like, who's the NVIDIA guy? Give me that guy.
Jensen Huang.
Huang. Give me some of that Huang money.
So would you rather have him who's just filthy, filthy, beyond filthy rich, but doesn't know a thing about sports and doesn't care?
Yeah, I want
that. You'd rather have that?
I want that guy.
Yeah, see, I don't want to.
Because he can hire smart people and then just stay out of the way and like.
No, then you become like the kings. Remember
but
that?
What? Yeah, but what if he doesn't hire exactly. smart people and he just sees it as a line item in his budget of revenue?
See, I would say that's what I don't want.
You want the passion. You need somebody who really cares about winning and wants to be involved.
I want Phil Knight, but 30 years ago.
Steve Ballmer?
Yes, I want Steve Ballmer.
Oh, that's a great one.
Steve might be the best. That's perfect.
Well, what about Bezos? What about Bezos, guys?
Too much other stuff on his plate?
No.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if he were...
I would take Bezos.
You would take Bezos. Hell, you have to take Bezos.
And there was
Bezos.
Talk. Bezos was trying to buy his way into Major League Baseball and the NFL.
Right. He wanted the Commanders or a piece of it.
So, dude, if you told me Jeff Bezos, who did, for a while, live in the Northwest, he's down in Florida now, you told me I could have Bezos, sign me the hell up.
Yes.
It's all
you
TRT.
Take that. The Amazon Blazers will be great.
Let's go.
Roided up Bezos.
He's just down there all red and
starting
yelling.
Starting fights with
Let's
the refs.
Freaking go. Well, I'll tell you this. Because you came from a sports team, your fandom, the Royals, where you had to really go through some hard times because you had a really cheap-ass owner, right?
Well, No, the original guy, when they won the World Series in 1985, was Ewing Kauffman, and he was the quintessential perfect owner.
Yes, but then they sold to...
Well, he died, and his wife sold it, and it was one of the guys from one of those Walmart douchebags.
Yeah.
Not one of the Waltons, but David Glass was his name.
And he was a giant douche that wouldn't spend any money.
Well, I don't know if he was a douche. He ran it like a business. He did not care about baseball.
No.
And that was why they sucked for a long time.
That's what, and so, like, you understand when you have an owner that wants to run it like a business, it's tough. Or you have that didn't have cash. The Mets, when their owner, he got all his money siphoned off by Bernie Madoff, and the Mets were a disaster. All of a sudden, Steve Cohen came in, and Steve's got more money than God, and all of a sudden, the Mets are great because we can spend money. You want that. You want Ballmer. You want Steve Cohen. You want... Mark Cuban, you want Ryan Smith.
Ooh, cubes.
Give me someone like that.
What about this guy?
It's called sports.
Again.
It's called baseball in particular.
I don't want an 80-year-old.
He's 78.
I don't want an... He'll be 80 by the time you buy the team. No. I don't.
Then Don Jr. would own it.
Exactly. Then there's a fight. No, just...
What if the Saudis bought it? What do you think about that? Oil, big oil money?
They won't.
Think about this. What if it went to Don Jr. and then Don Jr. lost it to his ex-wife who's dating Tiger Woods and Tiger
yes!
Woods becomes the de facto owner of the Blazers?
Oh, hell yes.
So,
it's get the Blazers in the hands of LT Gray.
I just love the fact that you're going to have, if you're spending this amount of money,
it's called rain, comes down from heaven.
You're going to be passionate about it. I just think the days at these prices, the days of having absentee landlords, I think for the most part are over, although the Dallas Mavericks.
No, I don't think they're over, but
it's harder.
I think what's kind of interesting. Well, okay, we're going way over. Yeah. Let's carry this over. The Blazers are for sale, and we are not going to buy them. That's the breaking news. We'll be right back on the Fan. All right, it's nice to have you along. We are talking about your Portland Trailblazers, who have officially begun the sale process. It's going to take a while. We are not going to buy them here at the station.
No.
Although we thought about it. We had a meeting about it.
We had a meeting. We pooled our resources and...
We came up a little short.
A little short.
But they're thinking maybe $4 billion.
Valued at 3.6.
Out there.
You don't own the building. That's back to although that's by design because the building's old and needs renovations. You have the short-term bridge lease on it. So 3.6, assuming that that's going to be about 4. And, you know, it's not the Boston Celtics at 6, but it's certainly a lot more than... Was that 4 years ago when Paul Allen's estate was offered, what, $2 billion by Phil Knight and company?
Yeah, two. Lowball offer.
Yeah.
Anyway, Paul Allen bought the team in 1988 for $70 million. So pretty good little ROI.
Yeah, and they said
ROI.
That over the years he dumped $1 billion into it, but...
Still a pretty good little ROI.
Still a pretty good little profit there.
Well, what I was saying before we were talking about Phil Knight, and one of the reasons Phil Knight... who may or may not be still be interested in him. He's getting old. But, you know, it could be a legacy play for him.
Sure.
I don't know. But like you said, it's like, then what? You know, if he passes, then who does it go to? And could be a damn mess,
well,
you know. But
you see it a lot when someone dies and it gets... And I'm assuming if you buy a team... I mean, he would be 89 by the time you took it over. I'm sure there would be some sort of succession plan. I don't know. I'd have to know what that is.
Yeah, it's not ideal, but he is ideal. Like, the thing about him is he's just the perfect guy because, one, he was interested, at least was.
Yeah.
He's the Nike guy. Like, his connections with Nike and just his connections. I mean, he is Nike. So I think that what I was thinking about was, and he cares about the area. Mm-hmm. And he's worth a gajillion dollars.
Just
like,
remember, part of his
plan
when buying the Blazers was that the Albina neighborhood right by there,
yeah,
that he wanted to redevelop.
Well,
that
he's
whole
still
thing.
Doing that,
yes.
I think. But he's also not the biggest ego guy. Like, he's not a Jerry Jones type, where he's like, I run this thing. You know, he's a smart, kind of understated type of billionaire.
Smiles
and
glory,
I think,
holds.
What that means is, I feel like I keep going back to what the Raiders did and Mark Davis did with Tom Brady. Is I think that because it used to be that it was just in the NFL, it still kind of is. It's just the old big ego rich guy who runs things.
Yeah.
Stan Kroenke, Jerry Jones. I mean, go on down the line. Robert Kraft, Mike Brown, Clark Hunt. It's just. Actually, Clark is the son. He's not that old, but his daddy, he was a hell of an owner. But you know what I mean. Like, it's just it's the family, it's the patriarch, mm-hmm. and they run it, and then their kids run it. There's a lot of nepotism, and that's what you get.
Yeah.
You just, whoever those people are, Jim Irsay.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to deal with them,
yep,
because they're the owner. But I think that there's this kind of newer, if you have a guy like Phil Knight or a guy like Mark Davis, who can set their ego aside and they can bring in people like Tom Brady. There's this kind of newer model of you're still the main owner, but you get lower level money guys who know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's not just a family thing. It's a collaborative thing. These big ownership groups, you need a lot of dough. And a lot of times when they're lining up for these franchises, these are big groups of people. It's not just one guy or one family. It's a bunch of people, and they bring in different people of different expertise that can really help a franchise a lot. I mean, I just think the Raiders, since they hired Tom Brady, have been pretty good. And that remains to be seen because it was just recent. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean?
Sure.
Well, like, that's a model. That's why I think Phil Knight would be so great. Not just because he's Phil Knight and he's here.
He understands.
Yes, I think he would do that. I think he would be smart enough to do that. He can't run the thing. He's 87 years old. Yeah. It's like you think about all the people that he knows in the Nike world, and I don't know, man. He would just be an absolute freaking home run.
Yeah, and I don't know enough. Is he still partying with the Smolinski guy? Again, the succession plan. All I know is this. I think this is the best day in the franchise in the better part of a decade, because you're going to get someone that cares. You can't be well run when you have two people that are in charge that their only mission is to eventually sell the team to the highest bidder, and they have no long-term skin in the game, and there's no benefit to them whatsoever to really do anything. Despite what everyone does when they kiss Jody Allen's ass or Burt Cold's ass, and we have to listen to Joe Cronin talk about how great they are, you're just trying to save your neck.
Bitch.
This is the best thing to happen, because in order to start turning this franchise in a positive direction, it starts with this. And honestly, I'm okay with whoever comes.
Have to be. It's just that I'm just saying it's not. It's kind of a crapshoot.
Sure,
but it's better than what this is now.
Yes.
In other words, we'll roll it. It may not be better, but
I will roll this.
But the party you have right now doesn't want it, and the incoming party will want it, and that makes it better than the previous.
And I just have to believe that when you're spending this kind of money, you're going to have to care. I mean, when you look at some teams that have been sold recently, from Josh Harris with the Commanders to Ishbia, certainly A-Rod up in Minnesota. I mean, Steve Ballmer. You have people that care. I mean, the one that I would say that maybe is a bit of a cringe factor is maybe the Dallas Mavericks, who were purchased by some casino people that seemingly they don't give two rips, and they did turn it over to Nico. And I mean, that thing's been a bit of an issue, although they made the finals a year ago and they just got the number one pick. So maybe that's not as bad as we're making it out. Certainly the Walmart guys coming into Denver, that has been a tremendous success. I mean, so I just think recently we've seen these sorts of things, I think for the most part, have worked out on the positive end of things. And then you get a place like Seattle that I think is run by a bunch of cheap bastards up there with the Mariners. I don't like that model. And again, I think I think most Mariner fans would rather have someone that comes in and is passionate and is actually willing to lay some things on the line. I mentioned the Mets being sold to Steve Cohen. Best thing to happen to that damn team in 30 years. So I'm excited. If I'm a Blazer fan, don't let anyone buy into the whole, the NBA is going to let you get your team ripped away. I don't buy that for a second. I think it's the last thing you should be concerned about. I think that will be part of the vetting process. I think there's been, three, maybe four teams in the last, since like 1985, that have moved in the NBA. The Sonics were an absolute disaster. Adam Silver has talked about what a disaster it is. They're giving Seattle an expansion team. They're not going to let that happen again. So you take that off the table. I just don't see where in any way the negative for the Blazers or this community, where this turns south for you. Other than if you get a guy in and he makes some rash decisions, or a gal, and maybe you don't end up, you don't end up as an NBA finals team. But when's the last time that happened? Let's not act like the last 25 years have been Razzleberry, Frogert, and Scone. So I think we're just ready for some new blood. And I do think you had a really good owner in Paul Allen. And even that with a good owner can be hard. It's hard.
It was hard.
It's hard to win in this league.
Remember, I don't think we really recognize how good of an owner he was until later. He was, and he's exactly what you wanted in an owner. But at the same time, he had a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Meddling and... Yeah. Pretty impatient at times,
but there was even with the shortcomings,
he learned
for 20 plus years. That was a consistently run team, and they had some opportunities. They made some finals with Clyde, and they went through several versions of that. And yes, there were some down years in there, but you went from those great Clyde teams that ran into that guy by the name of Michael Jordan. And then that team got turned over, and that turned into the early 2000s and that team that came to the doorsteps of an NBA finals. We know the collapse against the Lakers. And then you kind of went obviously into some down years with the Jail Blazers, but then you had a bit of the resurgence with Brandon Roy, and then injuries kind of derailed that. And then you got into the Damian Lillard. I mean, for all the different versions of that, Portland was consistently a team, year in and year out that was competitive and a playoff team, and you had an owner that gave you a chance. And I think that's all you can really hope
for. Well, I think the thing with him was that I liked was he learned, you know, remember the whole Bob Witsit, I'm not a chemistry major. Yeah. You know, that was a good team they put together, yeah, but it imploded, yeah, and the Jailblazers era was pretty ugly. But Paul Allen learned from that. Mm-hmm. Whereas you look at a guy like, and he tried to do it a different way the next time. And like you said, he did it pretty well. Although then he hired Rich Cho and then he fired him like the next week,
yeah,
because he's like, ah, this guy ain't it. So, I mean, he was just, you know, he was building off of his experiences, which I like. Because if you think about a guy like Jerry Jones, you know, that
seems
guy
to never learn.
No, he doesn't learn anything. He gets worse. He does the same thing over and over and over. He's done the same thing for 30 effing years.
I don't need more of our listeners. Listen to me.
You know?
Yeah.
So there was a lot to like about Paul Allen.
Yeah. I think it's a bright day. I think this is the best news that this organization has got, especially on the heels of the lottery and that whole thing, and it didn't go your way. And you were one ball away from the number one yeah, and number two pick.
Did you see that?
One ball of the combination.
One number. Yes.
Yeah, because they do digit. A combination.
So and, it's you know, they were one digit away. So there's what, four balls, right?
Four balls, I think.
The first three they had.
Yep.
And they the last number was they had six.
And they get it.
And the number one pick got five, and the number two pick got seven.
Yeah. So either
come on, man,
you could have had the one or two pick.
Yes.
So I mean, it didn't go your way, but this coming out today, I think this should be a ray of sunshine. I would.
What if no one buys them, Chase? Though, what if no one buys them?
Beauty part is there's a lot of rich people in this world, and there's only, well, soon to be 32 of these.
They all want in sports.
They all want in.
Dude, this is the best deal. These sports franchises are the best deals going, even at $4 billion.
Well, and it gives you access to a club that, when you have that kind of money, what gets you jazzed in the world? I mean, Steve Cohen has talked about this with the Mets. When you have that much money, you do not have any real concern day-to-day life. You can buy whatever you want, and one of the things that you can't just buy is a championship. And so, you know, you're going to get someone, I would assume, that cares a bunch, and that's a good thing.
All right, one more story for you. The one rookie quarterback guaranteed to become a star in the NFL. That's next. Here's Buck.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, this is a Ryan Buckley creation here. He sent this to me. It's from Barstool, though, so I don't know. Do we trust Barstool?
I think they aggregated it from somewhere else. That's usually what they do. They find the good stories, they pump them out themselves, they get the clicks.
Well, if this is wrong, it's Barstool's fault.
Okay.
Or Buckley's fault.
Yeah, it's possible.
Let's go with that.
But there's something called the Star Predictor Score.
Mm-hmm.
It's a test that simulates the potential fantasy scores of players trying to predict their success entering the NFL. And according to this Barstool bro, he has no idea how it's calculated because they talk about coefficients and crap.
Sure.
So we're already doing great here.
Doing high-level mathin'.
But there is one quarterback from this past draft that has the highest all-time QB SPS grade. What?
So we're saying that a quarterback from this class,
correct,
as according to this, has the best chance to be a star.
That's correct.
Sure.
If you want to put it simply.
Why not?
So Drew Brees had a score of 92, Josh Allen 93, Kyler Murray 93, Cam Newton 95, Deshaun Watson 96, Patrick Mahomes 96, Ben Roethlisberger 98, Jalen Hurts 99, Lamar Jackson 99. This guy is at 100, Jace.
By the way, are there any... So Kyler Murray didn't work out. Are there other players that had high scores that also stunk, or are you just cherry-picking the good ones?
Well, again, it's not me. It's Barstool.
I'm interested.
I don't know what they're doing. Okay. It's Jackson Dart. Let's go, New York Football Giants.
Jackson Dart.
Yep.
He's not going to start.
Guaranteed start. Yeah, what do you think about that?
He's not going to be the starter.
Well, so what?
Right.
Doesn't mean he won't be a star.
I'd be interested to know, again, because all those players, with the exception of Kyler Murray, and he's not bad, went on to do great things. I would be interested to know, like, what are there... It's easy to say that stars had this high score, but then to take someone like, I don't know, who was highly thought of that flamed out.
Tim Couch.
Yeah, Tim Couch, or, I mean, I'm thinking modern guys. You know, like, I don't know, Trevor
Mariota?
Lawrence has been okay. Mac Jones.
I mean, Tim Couch was modern, just for the record.
Well, I know.
He didn't play in the 40s.
No, but that's, that was, I'll bet you he was 20 plus years ago.
Yeah, but so, that's still modern.
Yeah. I guess I'm saying guys that are still...
Mariota?
Around the league. Yeah, like what was Marcus?
I don't know. Doesn't have it on here.
Hmm. What was this? What
Barstool Sports. SPS. Star.
SPS. NFL. QBs.
Star Predictor Score?
Star Predictor Score. Yeah.
Let's see if I can do some digging on this. See what it is.
All right.
Yeah, a variety of metrics, college statistics, combine data, other scouting information. And boy, that sure seems like a
While you're at it, read about Ty Cobb and how great of a guy he was.
Just seems like a very, very broad.
How about that?
So the 10 highest, I did find something on here. The 10 highest, Saquon Barkley actually had the highest because they do it with other players as well.
No, they were right.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
He is pretty good. 100%. You know. Aston Genty has a really high score on here.
Ooh.
Oh, you know who else had a perfect score? Kyle Pitts. He sucks.
Ew.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna poke around this a little bit.
While you're at it, read about Ty Cobb being a great guy.
You know what? I did. I Wikipedia'd Ty Cobb.
Why didn't you read the links I sent you?
Because I'm not interested. I just was perusing.
Well, you were interested.
Not
you Googled
an essayist.
It.
All right. Here's the problem with that. If you're saying that this, I forget what the guy's name, but it's Robert Wall's character in the movie Cobb. If you're saying that dude is the guy that slandered Ty Cobb, and that's why we all think Ty Cobb is an ass, and this guy is writing an essay saying, no, Ty Cobb was a great guy, you're just getting two slanted opinions.
You need to get the Cobb out of your ass.
And I would prefer something that is a little more of a neutral look. So when I went to Wikipedia... It does mention in there that someone could add an extra grind on him. It also mentions several instances of Ty Cobb beating the hell out of random people in the stands. Again,
I trust the guy that wrote the book about Ty Cobb.
All I know is he's from a small rural town and was born in like 1888 in Georgia. Chances are. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Shut up.
All right. Coming up next.
If your grandpappy was born in 1888 in rural Georgia... You want to go digging around your pappy's thoughts?
Well, apparently Ty Cobb's dad was for equal rights.
Well, it's okay because his mom killed his dad.
Did she?
Yeah. Shot him dead.
Oh, man. Wonder what he did.
It was a whole thing where apparently, quote, mistaken identity. The dad thought she was cheating, so was lurking around trying to catch her, and supposedly the mom mistook him for a prowler.
1905.
Shot him dead.
Damn. All right, coming up next is an open seggy on The Fan. All right, well.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Hello, we have to get out of here because, you know, Club 1080 is coming up next.
True story. Ads.
Yeah, ads. We got to play the ads.
This SPS thing is interesting. I'm trying to do a little bit of a deeper dive into this. But
what have you concluded?
Well, they're only giving me the top 10 and the bottom 10, which I don't.
Do they want you to pay for the rest or something?
I don't know. They're just, I'm trying to find a comprehensive list. Now, there are definitely some ones in here that are like.
Who does it? Who puts it out?
I don't know. It's just, they're just saying this is the new. This is the new thing. Brainy Ballers, a data-driven fantasy football platform. So, okay. And I would also like to know the formula that they're using, because obviously they didn't have this, you know, 15 years ago. So I don't know. I'm a little skeptical of this, but like some of the outliers, like at running back, they have like, by the way, George Reister, Oregon, he was one of the worst it was one of the worst of all time at tight end. He had a 13 score, but like running backs, like Matt Forte, Darren McFadden were really high on this list. And they obviously ended up not being very good, but I just find it interesting that the quarterbacks, like, so they're saying basically that like every quarterback that's been good, they've predicted. I find that hard to believe.
Who said that?
Well, like I'm looking through this list of players. And so Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Josh Allen.
That's the list I read. That's just the top 10.
Though. Yeah, that's the top 10. So basically, you nailed every top 10 quarterback, and really there's not a miss anywhere in there other than...
Well, what's the bottom 10, though? Because you said they have the bottom 10.
Yeah, they have the bottom 10.
So what's
10.
That?
I'm just saying, their one outlier miss is Kyler Murray. I find that suspicious. So their bottom 10... Which is why I said I would love to see where the middle ones are. The bottom 10 is Chad Henne, Will Levis, Christian Hackenberg, Carson Palmer, which was wrong, Jason Campbell, Brandon Whedon, Tyler Shuck, Mark Sanchez, Ryan Tannehill, and Bo Nix.
Bo Nix?
Yeah, Bo Nix had a 53.
So they're wrong there.
Yeah. I just would... They're obviously, it's proprietary, and again, was this... published?
Guys, move on.
Did you make these predictions, or is this you're going back and and looking at things, I'm just suspicious of something that seemingly hits. There's just scouting tools just don't work like this.
I don't think it's a scouting tool.
Well, it's a fantasy football predictor. I'm suspicious.
Coming up next, we have a couple things for you tonight. What you need to put your career in perspective, according to study finds.
Thank God. Someone's got to do it here.
And the states where people aren't living any longer than they did in 1900. That's next on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.